Welcome to the Unstoppable Show. I'm your host, Jenny Lane, and I'm here to help you become unstoppable in your small business so that you create a money-making brand that changes yours and your family's life for good. This show is perfectly suited to female entrepreneurs working from home, growing small profitable businesses in the online space. Let's dive in to this episode. Hey, and welcome to this episode where I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the challenges you're facing your business, and in particular where even with the best plans in the world, things will get derailed sometimes, things will go off track for you sometimes, things will crop up that will move you away from the plans that you've maybe put into your schedule. And when that happens, it can be very frustrating, and we can sometimes feel that we are failing because we haven't been able to stick to a plan that we have for our business. So I'm getting a lot better. I'm not perfect, but I'm getting a lot better at creating schedules for my business and to have those schedules planned quite far in advance for certain things in my business. And we're looking at things like, I know blog posts that I'm going to be doing in my business for weeks ahead now. I know a lot of the emails that I'm going to be sending to my mailing list that are like my standard emails that I send out 2 or 3 times a week. I've got those scheduled for weeks ahead. I know what I'm going to be putting in them. I know my podcast episodes for weeks ahead and what I'm going to be recording for those episodes. I have a lot of the regular to-dos on my schedule week by week now, so that I know what days I'm going to be working on blogs, what days I'm going to be recording podcasts, what days I'm going to be recording new content for my Unstoppable Club. So I've got quite a lot of good planning going on with my business week by week. I'm still failing miserably, I have to say, with social content. My main social visibility at the moment is Instagram. I'm not doing a lot with other social platforms like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and that sort of thing. And I am failing pretty miserably with my pre-scheduling social media content for Instagram, and it is something that I would like to get ahead of and on top of again. I had at one point got 2 weeks ahead, and that brings me nicely to the whole purpose of this podcast episode, which was at some point some challenges came up, some things that were unexpected in life, in business, and that being 2 weeks ahead of myself with my Instagram content fell by the way, and I've never quite got back to it. I know personally that if I want to get ahead of the game in my business with any of the work that I have to do, it has to go down onto a schedule and it has to be visible to me on that schedule, and it has to be pre-planned for as far in advance as possible. And when I get military precision around my schedule, I tend to get more done, and even when challenges do come up, things don't fall by the way quite as much as they would do if I didn't have any plan in place. But I know from my own personal experience and from talking to other female small business owners daily that there's rarely a week that goes by where something doesn't crop up that kind of throws you off track and can send all of the best plans in the world out of the window. And I think that when that happens, personally for me, the first thing that I always want to be mindful of is to not be going into a complete panic because my plans have gone by the way and have been derailed for some reason. And then also to be very mindful about not beating myself up about that derailment that has come at me out of the blue. So a really good example of this actually in my life right now. There have been two things going on. It's now down to one thing, but The first thing that is going on right now is that we are moving out of our rented that we've been in for a year that we took on board as a temporary stopgap between selling our last property and looking for our next property. And we are moving lock, stock and barrel over to our new property, which is a complete renovation. It is a building site at the moment with a little cottage on it, which is in an unlivable condition. It's already been ripped out and is basically the bare bricks of the outside of the property, and we are waiting for planning to go through to be able to build an extension on the side of that cottage to link the cottage to some outbuildings to turn it into a larger finished house. And that's a project that's probably going to be anywhere between 12 and 18 months, hopefully, in the making. And we had the opportunity to either stay here at this rented for that period of time, which is very comfortable rented, or to move over onto the site to save a shed load of money. You know, we'll probably be saving somewhere upwards of £3,000 or £4,000 a month by moving onto site. And so we're going into a caravan. We're going into a 37-foot mobile home. But even so, it's a 37-foot cardboard box that was given to us for free. It's not in any way luxurious, that Richard is frantically kitting out at the moment to try and turn it into something that is at least a little bit comfortable. And at the time of making this podcast episode, we are 2 weeks away from being in that caravan on a building site, which means that I've got all sorts of upheaval coming at me around trying to work in my business and keep to my schedule. And as part of that upheaval, there are things coming at us that are unexpected. Issues with the caravan that have got to be sorted, issues with moving out of here that have got to be sorted. So, you know, I'm finding that on a day-by-day basis, I may be derailed in either some small or large way because something has come up with the move that I have got to just drop everything and deal with. And in amongst that, Miranda, my lovely car, went in for her MOT 3 weeks ago now to a Halfords Auto Centre, and they failed the MOT. So I booked her back in for a week later to get everything sorted so that I could get back out on the road before my MOT expired. Took her back in and they telephoned me basically to say that they couldn't do the work on the vehicle because they didn't have the tools available, which left me at very short notice in a position where I'd got to find somebody, some other garage that could then do the work that needed to be done. And we were very fortunate that we have already found a 4x4 garage dealership over where the new house is, but they couldn't get it in for a week, which meant that I was then 2 weeks into not having a car, and by that time my MOT had run out, so I couldn't use the car anyway, and it had to be got over to this garage, which is about a 45-minute drive away, and left there for them to do the repairs, which they did, for us to then get it back, for it to go back to Halfords on Monday just gone for the MOT to be retested, for me to then get my car back. And I took it back on Monday and sat there for a good hour whilst they were messing around with the car for them to come out and tell me that they couldn't retest it because the MOT had now expired and I needed to go through a full MOT test again. So I lost my shit with them, basically told them that they were appalling, which they were, terrible service, and have then had to reschedule my diary to go back down there actually yesterday to sit for another 1.5 hours whilst they retested it fully again. So all of these things are things that have come at me over the last sort of couple of weeks, and they are things that are derailing me. But I am sitting and almost laughing about these situations, and what I'm having to do is to look at my schedule on a day-by-day basis and to have a look at my plans on a day-by-day basis and to shove stuff around because I cannot physically get done all of the stuff that I had already pre-planned on my schedule with the other stuff that's coming at me at the moment. So where I was trying to get two blog posts a week done, I've had to drop that down to one blog post a week for now until we're moved and in the caravan and life has settled down a little bit. Where I was trying to get three emails out to my list a week, that's now down to two at the moment until we're in the caravan and settled. From not next week, but the week after, for 2 weeks, I have taken all one-to-one appointments out of my schedule so that we can get moved and into the caravan and get settled. I've had to drop one of my Unstoppable group coaching live sessions that I do every fortnight on a Wednesday at 7 p.m. because I know that there is no way, not next week, but the week after, I am going to be able to do that live session because we will be in the middle of moving out of this house. I will probably be on my knees by then. I know that I'm not going to get two podcasts done a week. I'm probably going to have to drop that down to one for the next couple of weeks. And all of that could send me into a real tailspin because it's taking me away from the schedule that I normally have and the schedule that I can normally contend with and manage. But I have to accept that there are circumstances that come at me in life and in business that mean that even with the best schedule in the world, sometimes things are going to derail me. And I either have to work with that derailment and manage it as best as I can and then move stuff around on my schedule to accommodate that derailment, or let it floor me. And I simply cannot let it floor me. I don't think that my business is important enough to allow it to make me feel like shit. And listen, my business is hugely important to me. It is one of the biggest priorities I have in my life. It is one of the things that I love doing the most in my life. But I want to carry on loving doing my business. And so when I create my schedule and I've got all of this work going on and I'm looking at the volume of work that's there, the minute I start to feel the pressure from that, the minute I start to feel the frustration and the anxiety from that coming up, and the minute I start to allow myself to get stressed and feel like crap because my schedule's gone off plan, that's when I stop and I take myself away. And I have to let myself breathe. I take myself away and I think to myself, look, okay, you're starting to feel those feelings that are really uncomfortable and unpleasant feelings. And are they the sort of feelings you want to carry with you in your business? And the answer immediately is hell no. I want my business to be something that is enjoyable. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not going to be struggle there. It doesn't mean there isn't going to be challenge there. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to get derailed. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to have unexpected things coming at me. But the way I feel about those things is really, really important, because I don't want to have to come at all of those challenges and those plans going off course and the derailments. I don't want those things to come at me and for those things to start to create feelings of anxiety and frustration and feeling crap and pulling myself down and allowing myself to be knocked sideways by them. Because that will make the journey of my business an unhappy one rather than a happy one. So when I start to feel those uncomfortable feelings coming up, take myself away from my business for however long I need to allow myself to breathe and to allow myself to think, how do I bring myself back to a happy place? Let's move some stuff around on my schedule. Let's give myself more space on my schedule. Let's take stuff out of my schedule completely if I need to. I've had to do that recently. I've had to take Google Ads and trying to set Google Ads up on my blog out of the equation completely because I could feel the feelings coming up with that because it was such a hard process to go through and I couldn't get to the end of it. So I've had to shelve that for now in order to get myself back to a happier place in my business. And I've had to restructure my schedule a little bit. And now I feel that I can look at my schedule and I can cope with it. And that's great. And I feel happy with it. But if something else comes up to derail that schedule, I'll go back to it again and I'll shuffle it around and I'll move things as much as I need to in order for me to be able to work on my business in a happy way rather than a stressed or an anxious way. And I want to encourage you to do that too, because you do not want your business to be a journey that is a journey of hell. You want your business to be a journey that is a journey of happiness. And for me personally, if it's going to take me five times as long to get to the place that I see as being really successful in my business, but I get there with my happiness and my peace intact, so be it. I would rather do that than try to get to that place of success in my business and every day of that journey be a journey of hell. That is not what I'm prepared to do. That is not what I'm prepared to give up personally. My happiness and my contentment and my peace in my business is hugely important to me. And so I will work around my business and my business journey and my schedule and all of the challenges that come up in life and business as much as I need to in order to keep that peaceful journey and that happy journey there as much as I possibly can today, tomorrow, every week, every month, every year I spend in my business from now to the end point of my business, wherever that point might be. Well, I hope you found this podcast episode useful. And if you would like to listen to more episodes from me, then please remember to subscribe. And also, I have some great free small business guides available for you that you can dive into straight away to help you get better at small business in the online space and to be able to do so in a happy way, not a stressful way. And if you would like to go and check out those free small business guides, just head to the description for this podcast episode and you will find all of the links there. I will catch you for another episode again real soon. Take care for now. Bye-bye. Girl, thanks for showing up, being here and tuning into this episode. I appreciate you. Remember to subscribe so that you'll receive a notification when more episodes go live. And why not share this podcast with another female business owner who you know will get value from being here? I want you to stay on your business. I want you to stay committed to your business. I want you to become unstoppable in your business. And I'll catch up with you for more business success tips real soon. Take care. Bye for now.